Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hater ones, tell everybody, because it's not just a question of, you know, everybody needs to basically, I'm not just trying to get everybody to tune into this program I'm doing. It's for a noble cause. It's about the cause, good people, the cause. You're listening to DJ Butterfly Feces here on Cocoon from the microphone. Here. It's 10 o'clock sharp. Because of certain delays, we've been having some problems. But, no, trust me, next week we'll be back to our 9 o'clock, what have you. We will. This show is brought to you by Organic OK, a guy who's going out there and really working towards the cause, who really, honestly, is, how do I put this, going out there and he's hustling, making it happen. He is the mastermind behind all this. Get involved. We're here at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. You can be heard. I know social media exists pretty much for everybody to be on. Everybody will get your voice, but come on. Get involved. I beg of you. Okay. Let's see. Where was I? Oh, yeah. This is the big installment of our big serial out in Honolulu, Hawaii. You've noticed we've been here for quite some time. The last couple of episodes, we've been in Honolulu. Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Let me just try to give you the briefest, most abridged possible summary that I can give you on all this noise. You know what I mean? Let me just try. I'm going to try. Are you listening? I'm listening. I couldn't be listening anymore. Now, I lived in McKinleyville, California, my whole life. Did everything there was to do there. McKinleyville. Well, horses had the right of way. Then a man by the name of Organic OK, one night he and some other people who are part of his tribe, his traveling tribe, you know, but one of those nomad tribes that go from place to place. They're just rolling along, a rolling stone. Okay? And that's not a trademark expression. That's an old expression of the wanderer, the traveler. They were rolling stones. I was just covered with moss. And you know what? He got me out of all that. I kid you not. He basically told me about his whole plan. What if he was going around all over the world trying to help save it, starting with the homeless epidemic that is plaguing the planet. Let's start with everybody needing a place to stay. That's a fact. DJ Butterfly Feces. That's what he dubbed me. He gave everybody a name and a moniker. You know, the people on the street, basically, most of the African-American community thinks a lot of the names that they get at birth are considered slave names. Kind of names white people give each other. They should be able to choose their own moniker. Well, anyway, he chose my moniker. Tried to give myself one, but he said, no, dude, don't try to give yourself a handle. Somebody else has to give it to you, okay? You ever seen a guy try to give himself a nickname? That's a guy with no friends, man. Dude, nobody likes that guy. All right, fine. What have you. Anywho, he basically got me to get down on one knee, and he tapped me on the shoulder and stubbed me DJ Butterfly Feces. It was like a knighthood. Spent the night in that tent. Told you, I was underachieving my whole life. I didn't know what I really wanted to do with myself. I wanted to do something important. But somehow in the world, with technology evolving, the bar has been raised. We can't really afford underachievers anymore anywhere there is. We seem to be at a time where everybody's trying to do something important. Everybody. Every last body. But what? I wanted to do this. I know, it sort of came to me, but in a way, he was going around picking up a lot of people who basically could believe in the cause and whatever. And I just lost my place. And I was going from place to place to place to place. Well, no, actually, he was, and he invited me to come with him. We weren't just travelers, drifters. You know what we were doing? We're going around there trying to help the homeless community. Make sure everybody has a roof and four walls around them in some way. the bare minimum. Don't we all kind of need shelter no matter where we live? And we travel to a lot of places. I got to tell you something. Everybody needs shelter. Even a place like Honolulu, Hawaii, which was at the time our latest destination. You've noticed this has been like a serial. We've been in Honolulu a while. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. Even a place like Hawaii, a specific location like Honolulu, it ain't paradise when you're broke. But as somebody told me, what place is paradise when you're broke? It's kind of sad that we need money to make the world go around. Look, I admire those people who can basically, in a way, live without money to get by. They live a small infinitesimal, what have you. They live in a little itty bitty teeny tiny little cocoon. They ain't got to worry about nothing. They don't. But for the rest of the world, those who are out in society and whatever, there used to be a time when you work and work and you more than got by. That's gone. In Honolulu, things were bad, bad. I talked to some of the other people from the land of Honolulu about, you know, their whatever. You're not going to believe this. You got to get this. Now, while it's true, Honolulu, it's illegal to sleep in your car. That's a crime. But one thing I noticed, I couldn't miss it, no matter how much I wanted to. Get this. Throughout other places of Hawaii, it's okay to sleep in your car. They got a little tents and whatever. Maybe tents were all right, but I know everybody needs a tent, but there's always that danger someone's got to come along and knock your tent over. I know anybody can basically attack your car, vandalize your home. Dang. What to do? Well, long story short, I'm trying to basically get some awareness, maybe get this law repealed, maybe make it okay for get some more tents personally and whatever. Wait, this isn't the part of culture where they live in teepees, is it? Because that's the thing. It's the native red man. And, damn it. Now, not talking about geography. Now, how does this culture work? Okay. Most people in Hawaii are predominantly Asian. They came in there and whatever. I was wondering, was there a time when even the native red man sort of came to America, had to come to America when there were no people on it and whatever? I don't know who was there first. I know. Look, I you got to understand something. You want to know I don't know so much stuff? Here's the hilarious part. We were all, a lot of us were children at a time when it wasn't cool to know all this stuff. When you knew all this stuff, you got beaten up. I told you, it's a messed up thing. It's like every single decade seems to be the opposite of what the previous generation was. Just when you master the rules, just when you're with what's cool, give it a few years, it's not just going to change. It's going to be the exact opposite. Dang. I don't know. Anywho, long story short, I was running around going to basically all of them asking, we need to do something. We don't need to make it so all of us basically have some kind of tent to live under, or you know what, maybe be able to stay in our car. We need to fight. Fight. But how? I didn't know what to do. I started thinking about it. I went back to the hotel. That's right. If you've been missing too many of our, if you're just joining us, where have you been? We were living in a hotel. Because I told you, well, you see, on a lot of our trip, we basically, throughout in America, we were basically staying in, you know, there were cars. We had a Winnebago RV, and there were some cars that followed us in. We were like a gypsy tribe. We had a whole bunch of tents, and what? Sometimes we slept in the RV and whatever, or the tent. See, we all had that. That was fun. We weren't just, we were drifters. We were travelers. But this was Hawaii. Now, we couldn't quite basically, Hawaii is sort of an island, if you will, and drive it all the way over, and couldn't quite drive across the sea. We weren't Moses. Couldn't. And at the same time, well, here's the punchline. Are you listening? Guess what? We couldn't exactly stay in a car of any kind, whatever, so we were staying in a hotel. I indulged myself a little bit at the hotel, you know. I swam in the pool almost as much as I had in that beautiful blue water. And I hit the gym. I went to Organic OK and he said, enjoying yourself? Yeah. Good, good. You should be enjoying yourself. It's not just about work on this trip. I asked, when are we leaving? It was funny. Almost everywhere we went, almost everywhere, all you want to do is stay. You want to stay where we went. Now you want to leave? These people aren't listening. Things are so bad over here. I understand why they don't want to basically unite so much exactly. I mean, these people are native Hawaiians, and they've been here for generations, probably almost ever since there was centered life on Hawaii. And I mean, you know, Honolulu is not real. No. You think they got more than enough money, there's enough to go around, you know, and they'd be able to help the little people, give them just enough. They could shelter all these people. They're not doing it. You know how much money this place is taking in? Hawaii takes in? There's space. People love Hawaii. Dude. People love Hawaii. Yeah, you're right. But there's a system out there that is rewarding, that's making sure that some people get all the money, more than ever going to need, way more, so much they're choking on, they're happy to choke on, and everybody else is just starving and dying. Doesn't seem that big a problem, does it? Well, it didn't at first, but that's how it is. You see, every problem, it ain't a big deal until it is. And then when it's a really big deal, now you're like, oh crap, what are we supposed to do now? And that happened a long time ago, and everybody is trying to fix this thing, but there are a lot of forces that be that are just saying they don't want to, you know. You know. I know. Yeah. I don't know how to basically help people in Honolulu. And I'm anxious to go because I really did try. I wasn't just indulging myself around here, you know, in this fine hotel. They're mad at not just Honolulu, the state of Hawaii, because it ain't even all this bad basically around a lot of other parts of Hawaii, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you what, next time we're going to do a little bit of research. No, I'm going to let you have an opportunity to do some research before we go to a place, okay? Cool. I was angry. I don't know. Why'd I be angry? I don't know. I had some fun here, and I was thinking about her. Don't do this anymore. I have a boyfriend. But you know what? I don't know. I don't. I mean, I just felt like I wanted to get something done here before we left. Make a mark. How would I do that? And you know what? No, not chicken butt. When are we leaving? Very soon. And we were. But dang it. I decided to basically go out there, get myself showered, cleaned up, and go for one last valiant attempt to do something. Once again, I went to those same homeless people, and I told every single one of them that we need to march and change some rules. Now they're just respecting us because they know they can. Because they're thinking, now, They're not making money off us. We're not paying taxes. They're our slaves. You know, it's the same way with a lot of people who do have a place to live at a job. They're thinking that's how they threaten you. Because if you don't play their game, they'll find someone who will. And they'll throw you out here, and everybody's afraid of that. 15 minutes after the hour here on the program, cocooning from the microphone with DJ Butterfly Theses, the one, the only, except no substitutions. Okay? We're at 515-605-9709. 515-605-9709. Please call. Get involved with this serious thing that's been going on for quite some time that has been basically this eroding problem that is threatening us all. This program is brought to you by the one, the only, Organic OK. And he's going around there really trying to fight to keep this, you know, to make things happen. He's going around there basically on his, he's doing everything he can to, what's the word I'm looking for? Make sure no one is homeless. I prefer the, look, homeless, vagrant, I prefer the hobo, I prefer the term vagabond. But we're going to get to a point, but good people, open your eyes. We're getting to a point that will soon become a thing of the past. I kid you not. If we all make it happen. Oh, and check out the singer Maya Harrison. I don't even need to tell you what her webpage is because everybody's got one nowadays, no matter who you are or what you do. We're all connected through the internet, aren't we? I sat there basically trying to make sure that every single person and that all the Vegas Honolulu would get together and fight for something. They were afraid. They were afraid of being arrested. One of them told me, there's a big problem. It's us that we're not allowed to sleep in our cars. They're talking about cracking down on us, making it so we can't lie down even in the street or near the beach for too long. They're making laws against us. This was terrifying to me. And you know why. Things are getting worse. I know everyone basically has to fight. We almost have to fight every single day, basically, to avoid getting homeless. One person told me that we're all just a few dollars short of being on the street. We all basically dream for, if you're hearing, it's paid off, no more bills. Every second of every day, somebody wants your money. I basically gathered my band, all these basically things, tried to get them to come with me and make enough of some noise. And we didn't just, I know I told you we went to City Hall, but not just. We also went to police and went to all these places to make it clear we were not to be messed with. That we were citizens too. People just had some hard breaks and things were bad all over. Well, the cops arrested a few of them. Yeah, you saw that coming. Well, you know how it is. An angry citizen can say, my taxes pay your salary. Not just your salary. I'm paying for your whole operation. The U.S. taxpayer, especially, they're kind of paying for everything in the town, Percy. But here's the punchline. If they're not, well, not only do they not work for you, you're the enemy. They especially hate homeless people. They look at you like, I'm not getting anything from you. They see an easy target. I'm telling you, some of us were arrested. The rest of us left. And I was in a space thinking, what to do, what to do, what to do. I was scratching my head. Scratching my whole, you know. Anywho, what happened really was that I basically had started something of a mutiny, and all of them, they all started going around there, honestly. A lot of things in Hollywood were all going to each other, and they all started teaming up and uniting a lot more and screaming for their equal rights. I believe some kind of, you know, union had almost sort of been discovered. Now, I'm not saying it was all me, but I definitely got them all, and I lit a fire. And I knew there would be change. At one point, I thought, someone got arrested. Well, that's good. That means that at least they'll have a place to stay. They'll be indoors and whatever. I don't know. I mean, am I really, truly making a positive difference? You ever have that moment, basically, when you're just literally just sort of sitting there at a certain age and you think, how did I get here? What have I been doing with my life? I was a child yesterday. You know that feeling? You know what I'm talking about. You're so used to being a kid, and then all that kid stuff starts to go when you start being an adult. You check out a reflective surface. You see the white hairs. You see the crow's feet. You're in such a big hurry to grow up, and now you're wondering why. Okay, adolescence was a real, you know. But remember how much, basically, that you personally, hated old people? You hated adults, authority figures, especially the kinds in your school who told you where and what to do. Spent your time just basically thinking all you want to do is rebel against them. In every possible way. One day you wake up and all you want basically is some kind of respect. And all kids want to do is laugh and defy you. You go around and nobody respect you. It's funny, when I was a kid, I saw people respecting my parents. Parents, other parents, teachers, whatever. Parents always demanded respect. It never occurred to you that basically when they're out there in the world, it is a rat race, and they're all eating each other, and everybody's just, this is life. And the sad thing is the only, when you start looking at all those things you used to do as a kid, and they don't just seem silly now, you realize you're kind of a brat, kind of a jerk. And all the kids were. We're all nasty and horrible to each other. It's like for centuries, they had that cruel, base sort of instinct to do whatever. And then before we know it, I don't know. One day we grow up. And you know what? We are grown up. You want to ask yourself where the time go, and you know it's because you kept hitting the fast forward button too often in life. You want to turn back the clock. You want to be a kid again. Especially you want to be a kid again because now you know what to do and what not to do. What's that old saying, if only I knew then what I know now? We did the dumbest stuff because of peer pressure. We did the dumbest stuff because being kids, it just seemed like fun. We didn't think about the consequences. And we did the dumbest stuff because we had nothing better to do. We were bored. Oh, no. I think what's really kind of depressing is that I'm asking myself, honestly, what do I do now? Dang. You can't basically go run around basically having fun playing with kids again. People get the wrong idea. You know, it's funny when you're an adult and you're bigger than they are. They respect you kind of like a little bit more. Cause, you know, you can report them or beat the crap out of them or whatever. But, you know, they don't really respect... I don't know. I know I'm just trailing and babbling on, but hey, that's what radio is for, is it not? It's weird, but all this stuff was going through my dang head. You know something? Guess what? It wouldn't stop. And I knew I couldn't leave until I'd made a major difference. It's like a guy who knows he's about to die. I know, look, I'm probably going to say goodbye to this place forever. I don't think we're ever going to visit it again, and maybe the way we should. But I'll tell you what, Get enough people involved, make a dang difference on the street. So I did. I listened to everybody's story. I told everybody to tell the world their story. We were all over, marching up like on Honolulu, just making ourselves real at home. At home to the point that it was our home. Now, at one point I started wondering, what does this make us? We're home challenged, right? It's like those handicapped people who are so gifted they're handicapable. What does this mean? But I don't know. Honestly, I found myself really trying to make sure that all of us have made our mark. We all walked together. We all marched together. We all did it together. And even when we basically started to separate and split up to go all around town, people took notice. And once again, history repeated itself in a good way. My history teacher used to say, that's the reason that basically we study history. Look, I was like any other kid when I basically, you know how I am about history. I was like every kid was when it came to history. We all thought the same thing in history. I mean, I understand why people, as a kid, sometimes I wonder why people watch the news. It bored me as a child. But the thing is, you want to hear about what's going on, but imagine watching a news report from 20 years ago. Like history, it happened. Why are we still reading about this? It's not just interesting. You're supposed to want to basically repeat the best of it and ignore the worst. Supposed to learn from somebody else's mistakes. It's like those fables. Always a moral at the end of everyone so we won't make the same mistake. Let me tell you one thing that I personally learned from all this. I learned that, well, I was making a difference. Organic OK got involved with me for a reason. I wasn't just a guy who took pity on me having to get kicked out of the house. I wasn't. What was I? I was a guy he believed in who was going to help push the message. Push the message. And I was doing all that. But you know what? Still wasn't enough. What to do. Well, I basically wanted to make sure I had to go and basically find her. I had to find her. I had to find the girl that I sort of left behind.
I didn't really leave her behind.
We get nice and hot and heavy, and then she told me I have a boyfriend. Now, was she telling the truth?
30 minutes after the hour here on the program, Graham cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here, the one only. Please, get involved. Tell me what you think about all this. We're here at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. Now that, check out Organic OK and Maya Harrison on the net. Good people. All that's there. Anywho, I Oh, God, what else to say? I decided to go find her. I stopped to enjoy all the sights of Honolulu and all the sun. And you know what? We didn't pack that sun oil stuff. I was getting a burn. I got a burn, a bad burn. I got a bad burn going all over. I mean, doing this thing in general, but especially looking around for her. It's like that big trial where everything is just, you know, it's all one big thing. Sometimes, whenever you change history, whenever you do something really big, something nobody's ever done, you hear the people who tell you it's never going to work. And it's not a cakewalk. It is not easy. Nobody thinks a new radical idea at first is going to work. And the sad thing is that some of them are, sometimes that's the truth. I mean, not all of them pan out. That's what the evolutionary process is, man. Sometimes you've got to roll that dice. However it comes up, it comes up. Anywho, as I went all through, up and down, sun beating down on me, my skin was getting an ugly, bad red. I could feel it's really getting hot. I mean, I know. That's the funny thing, dude. Yes, yes, it's true. This was earlier in the year, you understand. It was early in the year where most of the world, you have to understand something, where it's winter, maybe up north, but we were in Hawaii. It was hot going up and down, up and down. I was going everywhere looking for her. You know what? At one point, I began to wonder what I was thinking. You made out with him as far as about to go. When you have a relationship with somebody, you try to get to know them. You try to take the journey together, and sometimes it's going to go. It's going to go a while. It's going to go a ways. It's going to go someplace. It's going to go and go and go, and sometimes meant to stop. My grandfather was and grandmother were divorced. They always used to say a relationship should last as long as it should. You see, the whole point is that the two of you are together for as long as you need each other, for as long as you're meant to be. And, you know, eventually you get to the point where you get tired of the same old person, your interests change, or life, survival, becoming an adult and a drone just gets in the way. And you know what? She ain't enough no more. Gotta keep going ahead and going ahead and going ahead until eventually you just say, enough. You know something? I had some relationships really basically back in my hometown of McKinley. I was kind of laid back, you know. You know, I hung out with some casual acquaintances. It's true, we did everything together, but you know what? We didn't really know each other. I mean, we'd hang out at school, we'd go to a restaurant, we'd sit, eat, drink, talk about nothing. We never talked about problems. We never really reached out to each other. It was a casual acquaintance. Sometimes it's just about being in the comfort of a flock. Are you really friends? We're just two people to sit and do anything together. You know the funny thing? I always got the feeling that if any one of us disappeared, none of the other would notice. Did I ever have like a real friend? I did when I was really little. Whatever happened to that guy? He went away. Dang. I don't know. If once in my life I'm actually doing something, something of value, something of meaning, something of merit. Well, I mean, I already do that now. I'm just trying to basically... Now, what am I hoping to do with this woman? I know we made out a little bit, but really, I mean, what do we have together? What's there? Why am I doing all this? Yeah, now I had a really bad sunburn. I was blood red, dehydrated. I was starving. I've been walking around. My feet hurt like crazy. You got to understand that when we went to Hawaii, we had to get some kind of beach wear. Like, I was wearing these kind of Bermuda shorts, cheap flip-flop sandals, and this T-shirt that really, I think the sun actually bled right through. I was all hot and tired and sweaty. What am I doing? Where was she? Of course, I went back to the return to the scene of the crime, that big luau thing and whatever. There was something else going on. I looked around. I didn't see her. They weren't having like a luau no more. They were doing something else. But they were always partying. Hawaii really is a paradise. But I don't know. I was out of here. I shrugged and walked away. Maybe I had my closure. Maybe she didn't exist. Maybe she was just a dream. Did I imagine her? Is that what happened? I had a deep, long breath. I just started walking back to the hotel. I made my mark. I did it. That was enough for me. I didn't need everybody in the world to basically respect me or not make fun of me or idolize me. And I didn't need to have basically this woman on my arm who, let's be honest, I didn't even really know. There are different kinds of womanizers. It's the kind that, you know, there are. There are different kinds of womanizers, you know. There are some guys who basically, my God, if he thinks he'll basically, he'll do anything to get laid, and once he does, he's gone. There are guys who, you know, who, when he gets laid with any one woman, he's ready to marry her. There are guys who basically really truly are just so incomplete. They need someone, anyone, to put a ring on some finger, because without it, what do they got? I know, you know, it's funny. I remember thinking, it's funny during the 60s and 70s, so many marriages were breaking up and whatever. Women basically talking about how, I don't know, that, you know, really, they complained about what men have been doing for years. They didn't need a man or whatever. But now, once again, they really do. It's just in America, things are bad all over. I know you're thinking this may not have anything to do with anything, but I was thinking about all this stuff as I was walking, tired, hot, exhausted, all around Honolulu. I tried to have some good thoughts. I did what I... Wait, was that her? I started walking over. I think, yeah, there she is, with a whole bunch of people. And some guy just kissed her on the lips. Was that the boyfriend? I don't know. Maybe it was just another random guy she just happened to be stringing along and having fun with. I wanted to basically take the... I wanted to have the strength to walk away, but somehow I felt like I just couldn't. I don't know. I felt like I just needed some kind of closure. You know that feeling, don't you? You're just not sure. You have to know. What is going on? What is happening? Eventually, I kept in perspective. You know what? I made out with her. We had a nice night. She took me out someplace special, and that's it. You know, thing one about this girl. Maybe it's interesting that I felt like love again. I mean, you want to know something messed up? I don't think anything's going to happen again after that little episode in the West Indies. And really, check out our other episodes, our radio archive. Check out that episode, What Happened in the West Indies. Check that out. Check that one out. but it's good to know it could happen again. You know what I like to believe? It can happen basically in a lot of ways. It will happen basically a lot more times, maybe out here on the street. I've been in love. It will happen again. I smiled to myself. My catch? I don't know what I am. I don't know. I finally made it back to the hotel. Basically, I showed the sunburn I got to Organic OK. He just cracked up laughing. Man, why'd you have your shirt on? I did. This thing, the sun just kind of went right through it. Dang. Sun's bright there too. Yeah. We're going someplace else, you know, someplace a little different. We're going to be a little more researched. All right. Cool. I had trouble going to sleep. I had to take a shower. That water was just basically hit hard. It burned, of course. I tried using cold water, an ice cold shower, but it still stung when the water hit my skin. Got all dressed up. I put on some pajamas, basically. Looked at the mirror, and then he said to me, you know what? Look at me. It's okay. It's all right. You did a damn good job. I think you made a difference. And you know what? They're continuing to make it. That's what we do. We're like that. You see, it's like a domino rally, and we're like the hand, the finger that pushes that first domino. And then it creates this big effect. I don't know. I had trouble getting to sleep. I told you, it wasn't just a foreign bed. Well, Organic OK was talking about, dude, you gotta be careful. You know people doing these sheets? Stuff ain't clean, dude. He was sort of right. And you know what? He even basically wanted us to bring... Basically, he even brought like his own shampoo and conditioner because he didn't want to use basically the kind of stuff that they use. You got to realize something, good people. Understand me when I tell you this. I mean this with love. Shampoo and conditioner is nothing but chemicals nowadays. Everyone's trying to go back to organic, whatever.
Organic.
That's why they called them organic. Everyone's trying to get back to nature, personally, and whatever. Really, as I went to sleep, I was still thinking about her. And then it kicked in. You know, those feelings, those moments of, what am I seeing her? I mean, really, 45 minutes after the hour here, 10:45 here on the program, Kakuna for the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. Please get involved with the cause. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. This program brought to you by Organic OK. I was exhausted. Why am I in love with this woman? She was a thick... That heavyset island girl. I know she brought me to a luau, whatever, but it's another case of I fell in love with the island itself. You know what? I thought it was actually kind of sweet, basically, watching, seeing some of the people on the streets. They told me there were a lot of couples out there. They met each other on the streets. A lot of people, basically, when they were thrown together on the streets, they stayed together. Anywho, I don't know. I basically knew I'd made an impact. Of course, there were those that a lot of people basically told me they had friends, they had someone, they had a life, but when they were on the street, all that was gone. When I was little, I also remember basically seeing some woman who was crying because she got a parking ticket. I thought some people were just dramatic. More of them explained if she has to pay that ticket, she's just barely making her rent. I didn't realize what a big deal was. You don't realize how much adulthood life is about sweating over pennies. Scraping everything together, beefing to toe the line, have to become this slave just for survival until it all comes crashing down. You wonder, thought about all those people out there who basically literally, to every person who basically has a place to stay, kept their place, kept their job. A lot of others didn't, way more. Damn. All I could do was, I don't know, just think about it. In a way, I was happy to leave Honolulu. He got me some cream for that sunburn the next day. But he was happy. I was actually happy to say goodbye to all that. I was happy to say goodbye. I was happy. I was happy to say goodbye. I was happy to say goodbye to Honolulu. I was happy to say goodbye to a woman I never really knew, but somehow inexplicably wanted. And I was happy. I was just happy to see it all go. The hotel room was nice, though. Oh, organic, okay, look to me. You have a good time? Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
you mean the girls?
Yeah. I told him the whole story about the island girl. I told him all about the island girl. And you know what? He looked at me and laughed.
And he said, dude, listen, if you're lucky, you're going to meet a lot of those women around there who will gladly stay with you if you know. You got to be careful, man. Some of them will try to take advantage of you. And by that, I mean they'll jump you and cut your throat, expect you to pay everything for them. You want to be careful. Careful. But look, got to stop basically trying to fall in love and make Mrs. DJ Butterfly Feces. Any girl who basically so much as smiles at you, they did more than that. Yeah, I know, man, but once again, that's the thing. Some guys are just starving. You got a lot of work to do. Can you afford to drop everything, make your whole life around them, stay here on that street? Because you're traveling the street. You're traveling with these people. You're not one of them. You want to be? No, and they don't want to be one of them either. So come on. Let's remember the cause.
Dang. I was angry. I was fed up. I was frustrated. I don't know what I was so mad about. I had a good time here. I had some good moments here, whatever, but all I could think about was how everything ended on such an odd note. I thought to myself, you know what, have a much more positive attitude. You help people. No, you save people. And not to toot my own horn again, but you know something, I shouldn't feel too bad for myself, because last thing I heard, once again, Honolulu, Hawaii, I heard this start another thing. They started literally, man, they started to accommodate the homeless people a little bit more. The programs there did improve. Now, if you check your internet, they were really unfair, especially to homeless people, but things have gotten a little bit better. I got something started. You know, in the end, all I can say
is I did something. Something that mattered. There was a resonance. There was a difference. There was And I smiled to myself the whole way back. This was not easy. Because once again, in paradise, it's a lot harder to get people to help those who need it. Anyway, we got back on the boat, whatever. Ship took us back to the main United States, the mainland, whatever. To which I was thinking to myself, where are we going next, Alaska? No. You know something? I think we need to go back. Going back to Honolulu. I thought, well, you know what? Maybe I could do a little bit more over there. Because I said, no, not there. Someplace. We're going back someplace else. Something else. There was so much more to be done. Well, I picked up some garbage myself. I had trouble encouraging other people to pick it up. And I basically got people a little bit more inspired to basically raise a little bit of awareness in Honolulu when I met somebody. Sometimes the glass isn't even half full, but you still got to look at how much is in there. Organico says, dude, it's good to look at that full, the half. Look, but you know what else? You know what else? Sometimes you just gotta, how do I put this? You have to, you can say, you know what? I don't have to basically, it doesn't even have to be half full. I can fill it up all the way myself. But you got to be the guy who makes things better. It's good to have a positive attitude. Be positive. You can make it better. No? I knew what he meant. You know what? I think that's what kept those homeless people alive on the street. I think that's what helped them. Just the knowledge that things will get better. Things will get better. I don't know. Everything is so I basically looked back from the boat and saw Honolulu fading away, and somehow, even before any changes went on there, because remember, I did this back in 2015, I knew things were going to get better. I knew. You've been listening to hear Cocoon in the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here, the one, the only. Listen, tune in next week and find out where we were next, okay? We're at 515-605-9709. 515-605-9709. Check us out also on Blog Talk Radio. Check out the Organic OK. See what he's all about, what he's doing, what he's meaning, what it's all. Why don't you get involved with the cause already? You know, I had people call in so far. This is an important thing we're doing here. Homelessness awareness here, all right? Got to make more of a special, get you people to know this. All right, and check out Maya Harrison. She's also online. She's also personally doing things herself. Maya Harrison. Everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you, and good night.